شكرا سيدي الرئيس.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving us the opportunity, and we congratulate you on chairing this meeting. Iraq is among the countries that are most affected by mines and IEDs, as well as booby traps and other devices. And we are going through a critical juncture as a result of the large contaminated areas because of the policies of terrorist Daesh organization that was defeated by the Iraqi army and friendly troops 4 years ago. Cities and as well as populated areas and humanitarian or human activities continue to be directly affected as a result of this contamination. There are also ideas and ways that have been used that make it difficult to introduce mechanisms for the clearance of mines. Iraq continues also to face difficulties as a result of the post-liberation rapid developments where we address and clear explosive devices, booby traps, and booby-trapped homes and buildings that caused a large area of contamination and displacement of a million Iraqis internally and externally. Working groups affiliated to the Ministries of Defense and Interior make strenuous efforts to deactivate and destroy explosive devices. The 2021 statistics, in accordance with our national database, has recorded the destruction of 9,173 explosive devices, and latest statistics on the areas liberated and cleared from IEDs, this area reaches 9,300,000 square meters, and this area is likely to increase as a result of this direct and serious contamination that affects the lives of innocent people. And in connection with cooperation and assistance, we held a donor conference to support our first demining program in 2020 in Baghdad remotely and with the participation of donor countries, the European Union and United Nations agencies, as well as accredited NGOs. With the support of UNMAS, and Iraq is getting ready to organize the second conference in person early next year, and we will invite donor countries and United Nations organizations, as well as international organizations and implementation support units as part of the disarmament conventions. And we have conducted talks with the embassies of donor countries under the auspices of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in order to review the challenges and achievements, achievements and challenges standing in the way of efforts, as well as to assess the needs and to fund teams for survey and clearance of mines in liberated areas. Iraq will also announce its national strategic plan for 2022-2028 that was prepared with the support of the Geneva International Demining Center for Humanitarian Purposes, GICHD, to cover the provinces of Iraq, including Kurdistan. And we have also signed a memorandum of understanding with the Slovenian government to increase international cooperation and to meet the needs, especially in terms of gender diversity. Iraq needs more international support for the government in order to optimally implement the this convention. Iraq is committed to the items of the second amended protocol. We provide annual national reports on the support of victims. We have also conducted a census in the province of Anbar with the participation of international and national bodies in order to support victims and integrate them in society. In accordance with our national database, we have recorded more than 10,000 victims, and next year we're going to cover other liberated provinces. Iraq suffers immensely from the challenges that stand in the way of implementing our commitments. This includes a small number of international organizations and non-governmental organizations, as well as lack of international support in the area of assistance to victims. We appeal to all parties to provide more support to assist victims and to provide international programs for their rehabilitation and integration into society, and also providing workshops to provide medical equipment and for the training of technicians in this area in specialized international training centers. We call on all states to join this convention in order to achieve its universalization and address the threat of IEDs and that affect the livelihoods of people.
I would like to remind you, time limit is 4 minutes, so please wrap up your intervention.